Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Please, a Sunday Spanking, written and read by Sundial. And another one I'm going to start with a content warning. In this one, I get thoroughly and consensually spanked. Oh, and it was very lovely. My naked body's bent face down over the table, hands balled into fists by my head. Your hand is pushing into the small of my back. With your other, you stroke the wooden spoon over my ass, teasing me with it. And my anticipation builds. I'm feeling so exposed, the buzzing plug compounding my predicament. I'm wondering how hard you're going to hit me. And I can't wait for it to begin. He hunkers down next to the table, so his head is on a level with mine, captures my eyes, takes a hand in his. Looking at my fist, I watch him kiss the knuckles of my fingers. And in his grip, the tension drains out of them. My hand relaxes. He envelops it between his large hands, his touch warm and dry, and my eyes meet his again. His head so close to mine, I can feel his breath on my cheek. I hear the swish of the spoon through the air. The moment of connection and the noise it makes is sharp and cold, followed by searing heat, and I gasp. Again and again you spank at me, covering my ass in heat and delicious pain. And my body's jumping, breath becoming ragged, reacting to each and every stroke. He sucks my index finger into his mouth, grazing it between his teeth. The warm, wet gentleness of it and the buzzing deep inside me contrast with the building sweet agony of the wooden spoon. I embrace the feelings of pure vulnerability, and my other hand eases, spreading flat on the table by my head. I let my eyes close, feeling thoroughly in my element and enjoying the sensations flooding my brain. I relax completely. My body stills and my breathing slows. I begin to fall outside of time.
"Open your legs,"
you say, your voice startling me back to myself. I shuffle my feet outwards, leaning more of my weight onto the table. The warm dryness of the spoon strokes in circles over my stinging ass. You run it down between my legs, dragging it slowly towards you over my sex. The texture changes with my wetness, and the second pass feels much smoother on my skin. Oh, the tease of his tongue and teeth against my fingers, so much soft wetness. Again you drag the spoon over my sex and I moan, my clit is pulsing, the vibrations from the plug running through my core. Oh, the spoon deals some sharp slaps between my legs. I stifle a cry and fight the urge to draw my legs back together against the hot, stinging blows. He bites the pad of my ring finger between his teeth. I rise to my toes. I'm so swollen with arousal. The spanking you're dealing my pussy is rhythmic, and I find myself relaxing deeply again. though I remain on my toes, loving that extra vulnerability. My clit is pulsing, pulsing, and I feel myself getting close. And I'm half mortified by the idea of being clit spanked to orgasm in front of him. But I'm also desperate for that degradation. Oh, please, do make me come like this. The blows stop all at once, and I feel your hand between my legs, your fingers at my pussy. Suddenly the balls stuffed in there are yanked out in a swift motion, shocking an eyes wide open moan out of me and pulling me bluntly back from the edge. You give him the balls and he lets my fingers slip from his mouth. "You're a mess," you say, knowing exactly what you're doing to me with your words. You slide a finger inside my pussy and fuck me with it, lazy and slow, your other hand still pressing me down against the table. He dangles the dripping balls before my eyes, and you're right, they're absolutely covered in my arousal. He rolls them over my ass, massaging my wetness into me. Follows this up with some bare hand spanking, adding his mark, his claim. The sound of his hand cracking down is just divine. Your knowledgeable fingers are doing their thing to my G-spot, and I moan again. And with your fingers buried in my cunt and his hand slapping at my cheeks, I feel the vibrating plug being manipulated, tugged. And yes, I'd like you to fuck my ass now. Yes, please. You pull it almost to the point where my muscles will release it, and I can already imagine you pushing your way into my ass with your cock. Can imagine you filling me up, bent over the table like this, using me, rough and thoughtless, heedless of my discomfort. Just getting your pleasure of me, grinding me into the table, until you come hard and deep inside me. I want you to use me. I need you to fuck my ass. Just before my muscles released the plug, you let it go, and it sinks back into me. You don't give me time to feel disappointment. You're tugging at it, and your fingers start moving inside my cunt again. He's spanking me with the spoon now, and I imagine it being your hips, slapping hard against my tender burning ass while you piston your dick into it, fucking me hard, so hard until you tip grunting, and balls deep inside me, you fill me with your jizz. Oh, those teasing fingers. I'm so close. Oh, the plug is going to slip free this time. You're going to fuck my ass to own it, and I can't wait for it. But you let it go again. The buzzing intrusion slips back into the depths of me. Oh. And then, with your fingers still tickling my G-spot, suddenly you're pinching my clit between the fingers of your other hand, and I jump. You increase the pressure, and it's pulsing between them. I whimper on the edge again. Oh, so close. "Stand up," you say, withdrawing your hands. I shudder, recovering, catching my breath. And then, because I'm a fucking good girl, even when I'm desperate, I'm pushing myself up onto my palms, drawing my legs under me, and I rise, obedient and proud, and flushed with desperate yearning arousal. "Turn around," you say?
Face him.
He slaps my tits with the spoon. Direct blows to the front of them. Your hands are at my ass, each holding one of my cheeks. You heft them gently and let them drop, smack catching them, bouncing them up again. The movement's such a tease to my swollen, sensitive pussy. I watch him spanking my tits, my rock-hard, tender nipples being depressed into the flesh with every sharp, painful kiss of the spoon. I'm thrilling, feeling my ass and tits receiving this pleasure pain. I absolutely revel in it, in being caught between the two of you, feeling the presence of both of you, and feeling this gorgeous worship of my body in the way I most love. With me watching, he pinches a nipple between his fingers and twists it. I gasp again at the pain this causes. Then he's bending, sucking my other nipple into his mouth. And, oh, it gets me off, as it always does, watching him suckling at me. You grope my ass with your hands, pulling my hips back against you, so I'm leaning into you, and I relax, letting you take my balance from me. I feel your cock pressing into the small of my back. My hand slips behind me, and I'm tracing it, pressing my fingernails against you, feeling you pulsing in my fist. Your hands slip around to my tits and lift them, offering me to him. Oh. And then he's straightening up, his fingers fastened to my slippery wet nipple. You step back away from me and I rock, taking my own weight back. And just as you did earlier, he begins to shake my tits by the nipples. He moistens his lips with his tongue, and I want him to kiss me again. I want to kiss him. I'm staring my greed at his lips. The sensation in my nipples thrills through me. He lets them go, hooks his thumbs into his briefs and draws them down over his dick, the elastic catching on it, dragging it downwards, and I watch with hungry desire. He does this really slowly. I glance at his face, yours, and then down at him again, willing the moment to last and last. But then the elastic gives, and his dick bounces free. My eyes are feasting on your dick and his. Oh, they're speaking directly to my inner cock slut. Please, I say. You put your hands on my shoulders and you push. I go down to my knees before you both, so your dicks are at eye level. Cock in hand, he strokes it around my face, and I smile up at him. Before I can take him into my mouth, you speak.
Since you asked so nicely, you say.
And grabbing my head between your hands, you push the whole length of yourself into my mouth, deep down into my throat, until my lips are kissing your balls. And here I am, kneeling at your feet, worshipping your cock, gagging, spit running down my chin, my clit pulsing, my cunt achingly empty, his cock rubbing around my face.
Good girl,
you say. I look up at you, around your cock, my eyes wide, tears beginning. And untouched, I'm on the edge again, my submissive self is glorying in this denial. Oh, please, please don't stop not touching me. That was Please, a Sunday Spanking, written and read by Sundial. You can find more of my stuff, including audio porn, at goingdownwithsundial.com, and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.